FM 90.3 WJTL, Amy Grant, Joy to the World, Hillsong, with another version of Joy to the World, quite a bit more upbeat, and Matt Maher's Little Merry Christmas. Good morning, Fred and Mindy with you. Happy Thursday. It's 7:04.
And it's now time to check the WJTL 2018 End of the Year Donation Thermometer. $484,281 is the target to reach by end of the year. So far, your donations have totaled $235,916. Wow, that's 49% of the goal. WJTL raises a significant amount of its budget during the last month of the year. And if you've not already done so, well, Fred and I invite you to send your end-of-the-year donation today to WJTL 1875 Junction Road, Mannheim, 17545, or online at WJTL.com. We thank you so much for believing in this radio ministry, and thank you for investing in the lives of listeners who are also impacted daily.
Our very special guest this morning is pastor and author Jake Cale. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning, Fred. Good morning,
Mindy. How are you, buddy?
Hi.
Great,
great
to see you. Anybody want to say hi to?
Yes. I want to say hi to my wife and my children, Jude, Taryn, and Farah. Hello. And just want to also say hi to the Threshold Church family. Thanks for listening.
And your littlest one's pretty new, six weeks?
6 weeks old, yes.
So you're not getting any sleep.
Not a whole lot.
So getting up early was nothing for you this morning.
Right. I was already up.
So. Yeah. That's great. So you're a pastor at Threshold Church.
Yes.
How long have you been there?
I have been the pastor there for about 3 years. Before that, I was on staff as an associate pastor for a couple years.
So, and where do you guys meet?
We meet at Manor Middle School on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Very cool. Yeah. And in addition to being a pastor, you are a new author. You've written a book.
Yes, that's right.
And it's called Keys for Deliverance. Now, this is probably a little controversial. How did you become an author? How did you come upon writing this book?
Yes. Well, it is a controversial subject. It's about freedom from the influence of evil spirits. I love to read, and so I started writing several years ago because I learned so much by reading. But this particular topic was not something that I grew up with, wasn't something that was necessarily part of my church experience. But probably about 15 years ago, I started just getting hungry for more of the Lord. And when I would read the Gospels and see the examples of Jesus and how frequently he dealt with evil spirits, it just intrigued my interest, and I wanted to learn more about, you know, is this real? Is it relevant for us today? And just God kind of took me on a journey into that, and I've been involved in this kind of a ministry for the last probably 13, 14 years.
Wow. Keys for Deliverance, Freedom from Influence of Evil Spirits is the name of Jake's book. And Jake has brought a couple. Jake, I just love how it looks. I love the feel of it. Tell us where folks could find out where your book's available.
Yeah, the main place is on Amazon. So if you go to Amazon.com and you put my name in, Jake Cale, K-A-I-L, or if you just search the title, Keys for Deliverance.
And you have your own website, too, if they want to go
there. I do, yes. Website is just www.jakecale.com.
So that's easy to find.
Yep, yep.
So coming up, we'll talk more with Jake. We'll find out more about his book that's called Keys for Deliverance. And Mindy will even have an opportunity for you to win one. So Jake, stick around. And we invite our listeners to stick around, too. We'll talk more with Jake coming up.